Hey friend, if you need an easy action step that is going to help you move forward with your hormones this week, then this episode is for you, because this action step that I'm going to talk about today is going to be something that everyone can do, and it's going to be good for everybody. And whether or not you're working on hormone symptoms, which I assume you are since you're here, this action step can make your life better no matter who you are. So I'm excited to get into it. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. I'm Leisha Drew, is registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. So this episode was inspired by me seeing so many of us, myself included sometimes, really trying really, really hard to control our health, to control our family's health, and with obviously the very best intentions at play. And what this happens to create in my own life, at least, and I see this happen for other women as well, is a really rigid schedule, maybe, or a really rigid like food plan or a rigid supplement routine, or really just trying to fit in, you know, like so many different things to support our health. And sometimes it comes at a cost, especially to mom, but I think to multiple members of the family, it comes at a cost of having fun. And when we are constantly having to assess symptoms, and when we're constantly having to be looking for the next thing that is going to help us or help our family, a lot of times we can essentially create more of a stress cycle within that trying to heal. And it can cause a lot of physical stress as well as emotional stress. And with that being said, that doesn't mean stop trying by any means, but I think that it's really important to pay attention to something in your life, and that would be asking yourself this question: what am I doing for fun? And if you are not an Enneagram 7 like me and that word doesn't speak to you in the same way, you could also ask yourself, like, what am I doing to give me joy? What am I doing to fill my cup? Because those questions are really, really important. And let me tell you why. So when we're looking to balance hormones, you hear me talk all the time on this podcast about creating safety in the body. And creating safety in the body is creating safety in your physical body, in your emotional experience, in your environment with toxins. And this doesn't look like perfection, but it does look like having a reasonable amount of safety signals coming in to your brain that your brain does not say, I am in stress mode 24/7, and it's able to switch over into rest and digest. It's able to, you know, your nervous system is able to calm down pretty regularly. You are going to have so much more capacity to heal in that less heightened, less stressed state. And so when we're, you know, really kind of like overthinking everything when it comes to health and starting to feel like nothing is safe because we have research so much, we've learned what our bodies tolerate, we learned what our kids' bodies tolerate, maybe they're in a season that is not in the health that you want them to be, which is, I know personally as a mom, one of the most stressful things for me. And the lie that we can tell ourselves is, the more I push, the more control I have, the harder I work, that is what is going to control the situation and make it better. And while there is some truth to that, that if you have clarity on what your body needs, what your child needs, and you are able to consistently do that, and maybe there is a little bit of rigidity needed if there's a certain food they cannot have and it truly causes them symptoms, or this is you as well, then having those boundaries in place, I think, is really important. But thinking of them more as boundaries than like a rigid, strict, something to be scared of if you do it wrong, is a huge change of mindset. And when we lose track of being able to support our bodies in some of the most simple ways, because we are pursuing so many of the fancy ways so hard, we are losing track of some of the most affordable, for sure, and some of the most healing things that we can do in our bodies and in our health. And so having more fun creates safety in the body, and that cascade of safety in the body can do so many things, but it can help balance hormones, because hormone balance can be prioritized when there's less stress. And it can help decrease inflammation, whether that's in the gut, whether that's in the liver, any of those places. But truly stepping back and asking yourself, what could I do in this season that would be more fun for me? And it doesn't always mean taking something off your plate, but it could mean taking something off your plate. And as we go into this spring season, spring energy is more creative, more joyful, more social than winter energy. And I think that just kind of taking a step back and maybe doing a little bit of journaling and asking, what is my energy like right now in my family, in my close relationships, in my relationships with friends, and even professional relationships? Like, what is my energy actually like? And what do I want it to be like in this season? And the real question to ask is, where can you lean into something that is fun in your day? And you can do this every single day. You can find something that is fun, whether that is, you know, being silly with your kids, whether that is doing something that you just enjoy, brings a smile to your face. Maybe it's just making more jokes. Maybe it's smiling at people in the grocery store. Maybe it is just letting yourself laugh at something silly, or dancing around, or just taking yourself less seriously. I think that in so many ways, this can just release so much tension that we're carrying and like holding the weight of the world on our shoulders, especially as women. I think that we do this a lot, and as moms, we do this a lot. And so I would just encourage you to take a breath and take a minute to actually ask yourself this question and answer it and say, like, this is what I'm going to do for fun today, and this is what I'm going to do for fun tomorrow. And make that something that you're asking yourself every morning, and then maybe again every afternoon, to make sure that even if it's just one small thing, that you are adding a little bit more fun and a little bit more joy into your day, because that truly is going to make a difference in not only your hormones, but in your stress levels long term. And truly, that's one of the most important and most supportive things you can do for your health. And kind of going back to where I was a few minutes ago, I think that it is valid to be in a season of like really working hard to heal. I obviously support that. I've done it myself. I've done it for my kids. I think it is really super valuable. And I don't want it to ever come from a place of fear for myself or for you, where it becomes like everything's bad, everything has to be dangerous, everything, you know, and we're just paying attention to all the things that are bad. Because what we truly want is, we want to be giving our bodies and our brains the signals of, this is how you behave when you're healthy. And when you are healthy, you have more room for joy. And so maybe even connecting with the whys, why you want to have better periods. Is it because you want to have a couple more days a month where you can really connect and be present with your kids? Why do you want to have less PMS? Because you don't want to be the snappy mom anymore, okay? But it's easy to say, I don't want this, but what do you want? I want to be fun. I want to be joyful. I want to laugh with my kids, right? Instead of yelling at them. And so if we can connect with that, what we do want versus what we don't want, and start living that now, even if we don't feel like we're really there, it can give our bodies the permission to start to heal truly. And so I just want to encourage you in that. I'm going to be doing that this week as we move into April, as we move into spring. And I hope that since if you're listening to this on the release day on April Fool's Day, I hope you do something silly for April Fool's Day and prank your kids or prank your husband or just do something that you wouldn't normally take time to do that is going to bring you joy and it's going to bring you closer to the people around you, because that is where so much of the goodness is. And I just want to remind you that it's okay to start small. It's okay to take the first step, and a step towards joy is going to be that first step. And then making the next step something a little bit more focused or tangible food-wise or something like that can also be really great. But I think if you're here, you're probably already taking some of those other steps and you might be leaving the joy behind. So time to stop doing that and bring that joy back into your life. I want that for you. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.